Shalom Aleichem, students, friends, Tisha B'Av, special schus, Rabbi Yosi Tzvi, Ben Marzen and Miriam, Chol Anovim Elov, and based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal Chafudnia. And the Seder of Makas of Don Tzvadeh, Akinah Metetra, doesn't say Makas, doesn't say Makas Dam, Makas Tzvadeh. All it says is Makas B'choris. Why only does it say Makas? So the answer is that Dam, the Gufa Makas was Dam, Tzvadeh, the Gufa Makas was Tzvadeh. By B'choris, the Gufa Makas wasn't the B'choris. It was the fact that they were smitten. Makas B'choris. Memela, that's why we have Makas B'choris. The only problem is Rabbi Yehuda says that Tzachadash B'achav, B'achav is B'choris. There's no Makas B'choris. The Beis of B'achav is B'choris. There's no Makas B'choris. Where's the Makas in the Simanim Shenasimem Rabbi Yehuda and the Tzachadash B'achav? In a number of mitzvahs in the Torah, we mentioned Tzitz Mitzrayim, like Rivas Mishkalos, false weights and interest. So Rashi says that I, God, distinguish between, in Tzitz Mitzrayim, between a B'chor and a non-B'chor. I'm also going to distinguish between one who, I know how to the exact punishment from one who's malva mos beribis. And he says, no, the money belongs, is a goy's money, so it's a mother. And tzitzis, that I distinguish between the b'chor and the non-b'chor, I also know who is putting on fake tcheles, kol ha'ilan, and who's putting on real tcheles. The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you need of the dugma of b'choris? I distinguish between the b'chor and the non-b'chor. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what we're doing in his boychein and distinguishes. And so what do we have to come on to the b'choris to see that Hashem is distinguishing? So there are other mitzvahs in the Torah where it says Ve'yareis Melokecha. Rashi says, Kol Dovar Hamosu L'Lev Shein Makre L'Misha Machshav L'Lev. Anything that's in the heart, and only God knows. It says Ve'yareis Melokecha. God knows what you're thinking. So besides the general mitzvah of Es Hashem Melokecha Tira, there is a special Azhara Ve'yareis Melokecha. And Makoylus Elu Shein Misha Makir Raka Kadosh Baruch Hu. That only God knows. Only God. Besides the general Ve'yareis Melokecha, here it says only God knows. To be Mechazik, the meaning of the Yireh. But this requires an explanation. The Lefizei Yitzchak Liyotzesar, every Avera, Yitzchak V'yareisa Melokech, and that we don't find. So, every Avera you do in private, you say V'yareisa Melokech, but it just doesn't say that. It only says it about certain Averas. V'yareisa Melokech, Tedabar HaMasur L'Lev, God knows what's going on in your heart. But if it's the V'yareisa Melokech, so you should fear God, so you can say that about anything done in private. Should fear God. God's watching. So to understand all this, we have to say a new yisod in avodah. All of avodah Hashem is begaboyit, is predicated on simon aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somi. Shirei atzmo keomed lefnei hamelech. V'ze baru ki b'chol seif ba'avodah hamufshetet im yesh lo le'adam mashal v'tziur alav me'enyanei ha'olam hamuchashi nitvasefet la takifut. ובעניוני האוילם יש תפיסה שאדם אחד עומד ומשגיח על מה שהשני עושה. ומזה יכול לקחת משל לעבודה, שעין רואה ואוזן שומעת. It says, שיביסי השם לנגדי סומד, that a person should see himself as if he's standing before God, and it's clear that in every סעיף of avoida, which is more abstract, if a person has a mashal, has a tzil from the concrete world, so it empowers, it strengthens his avoda. It's like we have, see yourself standing before God, so that makes it muhashi, it makes it concrete. So it's like that in all avoda. Everything abstract, make it concrete. So in Yanei Olam, we have a tfisa that one person's watching, and other people are careful what they're doing because they're being watched. So we should know the same thing in Hashemayim. As kol ze efshar letzayer b'tchum shel chovat ha'ivarim shefshar lazulat la'kir b'hem. So that all is in the realm of what you're doing. What you're doing, you can imagine you have a tziul that somebody's watching you. So you better be careful to behave yourself. However, the hashgocha in chovas halavavas is different. She'in shum mashal b'nyanei ha'olam. There's no mashal in worldly matters. שיחדור אדם לתוך לב חברו. וכדברי חז"ל מהדברים הנעלמים, שאני יודע מה שבדיבו של חברו. It's in Sanhedrin, I'm Ches Rashi. You don't know what's going on in your friend's heart. In Yanei Olam, we've no mashal that your friend knows what's going on in your heart. By Kiddush Adachiv, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit includes the recognition that there is Hashgacha on a person's heart. Ma she'ein lo mashal v'dugma lezeh. ועבודה עצומה היא זו. ואמרו רזל, יהי מורה שמיים עליכם כמורה בשר ודם, ואומר מורה עם משל. Kedusha l'chiv shivisi Hashem l'negdi sami includes the recognition there's hashgach on a person's heart, and there's no mashal for this. Nobody knows what's going on in your heart. And there's a big avoda. You have no tzir for this. Somebody knows what you're thinking. It says, Yehei mora shamayim aleichem kamora basar v'dam. So it's a moira with a mashal. There's a mashal to help give you the yir shamayim. But here there's no mashal, what's going on in your hearts. It says, it's talking about mitzvahs, not mitzvahs that you're doing, the things that you do in private. It's talking about mitzvahs that are totally bekavanas halev. Mitzvahs that depend on your intention. There, only God knows. There you need a special chizuk of v'yareisa melokecha. Shebemet tohom mafrid ben amadrigot ha'elu b'irat shamayim. Ma'o amnam shorash koach zeh lo'oved Hashem b'davar she'en lo dugma u'mashal. So again, the v'yareisa melokecha is talking about things that God knows what's in your heart. You could try to fool the world, like it says by Ribbis. You're going to say, oh, the money belongs to a goy, but God knows the truth. God knows that it's really your money, and you're trying to fake it. As ma'u amnam, what is the shorish of this koach l'oved Hashem, b'davar she'en lo dugma moshel minyan ha'olam? So we see this by Makkos B'chairis. Ani v'lo malach v'lo saraf, ani v'lo acher, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. Perush. Shebemakat b'chorot nitbarra ha'breishit shel ha'briya. V'aydei buto b'chinas reishis oinem b'ol leicham, asher hi hazel umas zeh shel Yisrael. Mitgale ha'reishit ha'amiti hazo, shebeshvil Yisrael shenikra reishit nevra ha'olam. B'reishit ha'briya she'od lo haya shum nevra lo malach v'lo saraf, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atzmo. Kvar az kana kaviyachol la'atzmo et Yisrael. It says by Makkos B'chairis, meaning not an angel, nobody else, just God. In Makkos B'chairis, we see the bereishis of the Bria. We're mevalta the reishis onim ba'ol eichom, the first strength in the tense of chom, which is Mitzrayim, Elam Nemches, Ayin Ches Nanal. That's the zelu mazeh of Yisrael. So now you have the true reishis. Of Am Yisrael, but surely Yisrael Shenikru Reishis HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world like Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash. The beginning of the Bria, there was no Niver, there was no Malach, there was no Saraf, there was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kvar Az, Kanakev Yechol La'atzmot, already then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired for himself the Jewish people. Like it says, Bereishis, B'shvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis, Boras HaKol. Now, Makkos B'chairis, she beiru aloise dalga, she nikwitz racious, ain makom the shum pamalia shal malo, loy malach, loy sorof, kamushalohaya oz berega abracious. So when it says beracious, b'shul, for the Jewish people who are called racious, God created everything. So, there was nothing else at that time. He was konos at that time. And Makkos B'chairis, which is the beiru and that darga that's called racious, that's Bechoros, their firstborn. There's no place for any heavenly hosts. No Malach, no Saraf. Like at the moment of Bereishis, Rak Ani Hashem. Just I'm God and that's it. I'm Avar the Reishis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, as mine alayin is dines, und dine alayin is mine. Im kshani hayiti levadi, hayiti hayita az sh'ata sham. Kamo ken kshita levadcha, when I was alone, you were there, Bereishis. I was already thinking of you when I created the world. Yisrael ol machshav tchila. So too, when you're alone, I'm with you. When I was alone, you were in my mind. So when you're alone, I'm in your mind. Ani hu v'lo achel, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's mechayev chovis halavavis, kishe Yisrael levad. That's the ani that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our obligations of the heart. That's the v'reisa melokecha. מאותה עובדה דמקס בחוירס ובירו הבחורה נזרמים כוחות של עמידה from that avoida, from that fact, from that עובדה of מקס בחוירס and being מבריר את הבחור, we see כוחס of עמידה תמידס לפני המלך. גם בחוירס הלבובס, there's no mushal מעניין העולם. So again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed their Bechiris. So that goes back to the Nekudas HaReishis. That's the, right, we know the 10 Makas connected the 10 Mamaros, and the Mak of Bechiris was connected the first, right? Each one peeled away another layer. The first Makka peeled away the 10th layer, the second Makka the 9th layer, each one's parallel. So the 10th Makka's Bechiris peeled away the first layer, Bereishis. It brings you back to the Bereishis. And there's no mushal for that. There's no mushal for the Bereishis because before Hebrew creation, there were no Malachim, there was nothing. So that's telling us that God is with you even when there's no mashal. Even when there's nothing you can compare it to. Like the beginning of the Bria, there's no mashal for that, it's just God alone. And the bearer for that is the Bechorah, because God killed the Bechorah and it was only Hashem. It had to be only Hashem because that's the bearer on the Bereishis Bara Elokim Shemai Meretz, but nobody else existed. And that also shows us that God is with us when we're alone. And there's no mashal menyanei olam. God knows what's going on in our hearts. Like we said before, as mine line is dine, so dine line of mine. And dine line mine. When I was alone, so you were there. You were there. I was already thinking of you when I was alone at the beginning of creation. And when you're alone, I know what's going on in your heart. So it emerges that Shnei Dvarim, Be'erasim Elokecha, Ani Yushev Chanti, Ben Kippa Shel Bechor, etc., are two tzadim, are two sides of one coin. Two sides of one coin. What are the two sides of one coin? The Be'erasim Elokecha, Zloshon Azhar, be careful. Be careful, God is watching. And Ani Yushev Chanti is Hoida. Where does this come from? Where does it come from that God is watching? So it comes from Bechoros. So the Bechorei Mitzrayim. That God alone took care of the Bechorei Mitzrayim. Because that connects to the original Bereishis Bara Elokim, when it was Hashem alone. And therefore I'm going to exact punishment from somebody who isn't fearful, who pretends that I'm not there. And there's no mushal for this because this is going back to the very root of creation. So that's why you have the V'yareisim Elokecha and Choyves Halavavis. There's no mushal for that and only God knows. And again, that goes back to the very beginning and that connects to the Bechorei. I distinguish between the Bechor and the non-Bechor. Because that goes back to God being the one who distinguishes in creation. That goes back to Hashem creating the world. Makas Bechoris connects back to creation. There's no mushal for this Minyanei Ha'olam. So therefore you have to say, okay, there's no mushal, but Hashem is still watching. You should know that it relates. We don't know. It's Chobos HaLevavos. It's not Chobos HaVarim. So we don't understand it. We don't have a physical kind of create mushal for this, but we know it's true because it goes back to the beginning of reality. That was the creation of the world, and that's what's going on now. It's like God was mafkin in the Bechoros, in the yes Bechor and the non Bechor. So too, at the beginning of creation, He was there. When there was it was and it was only God who was mafkin because it was only God at the beginning of creation. And this same God who was able to was at the beginning of creation is also the same. Meaning not relating to what we see in our concrete reality, also sees in our heart, which doesn't relate to our concrete reality because nobody can read what's in our heart. So now we go back to the beginning, to the simanim the Rebbe Yehuda gave. Ma pa'al simanim v'simanim eil. What did he do with these simanim? What does he want with these simanim? As ha'yan miyusad ala pasuk ki meitzei tcha me'eretz mitzrayim ar'enu nifla'ot. Wa derech ma shekituv zecher asa l'nifla'otav. Shekadosh Baruch Hu asa zecher ba'olam lenifleotav, she'atid la'asot le'atid lavo. That God made a zecher for the neflos that He's going to do in the future. He made tzeischem yitzayim ra'en neflos. The neflos now, our Mitzrayim, are going to be like the ones lasid lavo. As it says, lasid lavo, I'm going to do neflos like Mitzrayim. So there's a zecher for the neflos of the future ready now. And that's why, zeo she'chzira irab yudat neflotav lebchinat simanim. He was making them simanim, their signs for the future. Uveota pchina shel haatid. And in that pchina of the asid, Bechoros has no hakdam as shem maka. B'yom hazeh roim b'chush rak hachitzoniyut. Haynu mitat habchorim shel Mitzrayim v'al atid. Sheren nufot hayotzet mehazecher shenaseh b'zeh olam. ובחינת ההסתר תצאנה לפועל, אז היא הניכר שהמכה הייתה בכוח הראשית, שהיא עיקר הגילוי בלי צורך להקדמה. So, this Bechoris is going to the Rav Yehuda is giving simanim. He's giving simanim to show that the makas are signs for the future. And since Rav Yehuda is relating to the future, in the future it's not going to be makas Bechoris, it's going to be Bechoros. What do you mean it's going to be Bechoros? Because in the future we're going to get back to the beginning. We're going to see all those hidden things. So again, what's the idea of makas Bechoris? When we're hitting makas Bechoros, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smiting the Bechoros, he's going back to the beginning of creation, which is just Hashem. That's the Gilui of the Reishis. So the Asid Lavo, it's going to be nicker, it's going to be clear that this Makas Bechoros was Bekoach, this Reishis. And therefore we're not going to have to say Makas anymore. It's just going to be Bechoros, because the focus is going to be on the fact that this relates to the very beginning of creation. The Hadvarim Meirim U'Musamchim, Baruch Hashem. Amazing. Beautiful. Okay, Marav Rabbeisai. Hopefully we'll revisit this. It was awesome. And it's Hashem. Anachnu Namshich. B'li Neder. B'li Mut Torato Shel Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal. Shalom, shalom.